everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Rosemary Brandt, our ace producer, and I welcome you to the program on this Friday, April the 18th, 2014. It is Good Friday. Hope you're having a great day and looking forward to a great weekend. We are live weekdays during the noon hour on AM 1030 KVOI. Tucson's intelligent voice. We're live streaming the show and podcasting our program for anywhere in the world listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Our media partners are tucsonsentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun. And our Friday Focus interview today will be coming up very shortly with United States Representative David Schweikert, a Republican representing Arizona's 6th Congressional District, which covers Scottsdale and parts of Phoenix. Joining me in the studio to question the congressman is Mark Evans, who is the editor of Tucson Inside Tucson Business. If you have a question or comment, anytime you can join us at 790-2040. And while we're waiting for Congressman Schweikert, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You know, the Republicans right now are trying to kind of change. They're still trying to keep on message with the Obamacare is the big issue for them in the upcoming elections. However, the Democrats now, with the stock market at record levels, are looking more like, hey, it's about the economy. They're hoping that that will be enough to carry them over.
Right. And I think they're also trying to, some of the behind the scenes people for the Democrats are trying to get the Democrats to buck up and stop running from Obamacare and actually defend it. But the polls all show that it's going to be a pretty good year for Republicans because there is such kind of bad feeling out there about Obamacare, even though the signs show that it's having some effect on healthcare in the country.
But people are signing up for it.
Yeah,
increasing numbers.
The latest numbers from the administration is that the 7.5 million they announced at the deadline was actually 8 million. Now there has been this sudden kind of conspiracy theory that has jumped up that says that the administration's cooking its books and those numbers aren't true. The problem is there's really no way to find out. You kind of have to take the administration's word for it. Even the press, really, you know, we could file FOIAs for the data, but that will take forever to get, and I doubt we would actually get the hard data before the end of the before the election comes in November.
Well, the economy is improving. The stock market has been up near record levels. The unemployment rate has been coming down. However, some point out that the unemployment rate really, the indication is that many people have really stopped looking for work.
Yeah, the people who couldn't get jobs over the 2, 3, 4 years of the recession have stopped looking for work and have found other ways to get by, I suppose. And so that created this kind of artificial number. That's the U3 number. The numbers really to look at in the unemployment rate, which shows you the total unemployment and the underemployment, is the U6 number. And the U6 number is still way up in double digits. It's still like 12, 13, 14% of Americans who are either unemployed, out of work, or got jobs, but the job that they got, they left a job that was full-time or got laid off from a full-time job, and they replaced that with a part-time job, or they replaced that with a job that paid them much less. And that's so the unemployment number kind of shows the economic health of the country, but you really have to look at that U6 number and see if it's moving at all to find out if people are getting better jobs, you know, getting their incomes restored and things like that.
Yeah, certainly it's going to be interesting to see. Locally, we've got the race here between Ron Barber and Colonel McSally, and of course there are two other candidates, Shelley Kais, who is going to be with us actually next week also, is in that race. But it really has been boiling down to the A-10, and we had, I believe, Congressman Barber was here in town this week with a top official from the Air Force, and the top official from the Air Force was saying, we need to really preserve the A-10. But I think it's like, but when it comes to Ron Barber and McSally, look who's doing more for us with the battle to keep the A-10.
Right. It's the A-10 has become the issue in this race. And it's the funny part is that neither congressperson, whether McSally were to win or Barber to be reelected, has any effect over on that national policy. I mean, Barber was signed on to a letter that I think originated out of Maine a few months ago, calling on the Air Force to maintain the A-10. He's done, you know, he's talked about it on the floor. He's really pushed to continue that A-10 funding and maintain that the A-10's mission, especially here. But what's really driving the issue is fundamental change in the military and in the Air Force and its mission and what its future is. The incredible cost of the F-35 and sequestration, and still Congress gets around to figuring out how to actually fund the government and deal with sequestration, the A-10 is just going to be a whole pawn in that larger battle. I mean, the real issue for those two candidates is the overall budget of which the A-10 is then part of. You know, the Air Force general can say, yeah, I'd like to keep the A-10, but you know, that's still got to get through DOD, and the Secretary of Defense wants it gone, and that's the guy who makes the ultimate decision.
And we had Shirley Scott on the show this week, and Shirley was saying that, yes, I asked about the resolution that a lot of people believe the consul needs to come up, Mark Evans, with some kind of a stronger resolution, the kind that the Pima County Board of Supervisors came up with, and about basically the consul saying, we will support whatever the mission is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. Well, Shirley Scott points out that they did do a statement a year ago, but I think what's in the works, and my sources tell me that there's going to be some kind of a stronger statement coming out of the consul.
Yeah, I mean, for what that's worth, I mean, they can do that if they want, and maybe that'll make people feel better about it. But you know, you've got the mayor has said as much. The city is fully participating in the new organization that was begun a few weeks ago, to advocate for Davis-Monthan and to find a new mission for that base. The problem is that there is a very strong group who are part of the liberal base of Tucson that do not want the F-35. And the F-35 would probably be the most logical next mission because that's the future of the Air Force. And the F-35 is a very loud aircraft. It's, you know, sometimes you hear the roars of the F-16s when they're training Guard base. It's louder than the F-16. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, that's a great sound because that means jobs. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of the people who are more pacifists, who don't believe in the strong U.S. military and definitely don't want the roars of F-35s over their houses in, you know, El Encanto, they're against it. And so the all Democratic city council has to walk a fine line that they fully support DM without risking too much politically.
All right, we're coming up now on 12:13 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take a break right here. We'll be back with Mark Evans right after this.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road just west of Udall Park and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is Good Friday here in Tucson and, of course, around the country. Many people are off today and kind of a day of reflection for many people. Well, we're reflecting on some of the top news stories, and in a few minutes we'll be joined by Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly, and we'll be talking with Mark and Mari when Mari arrives about what to them certainly is the top story of the week, and that really happened at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon in the Tucson offices of WIC Communications, which owns the Tucson Weekly. They own the Territorial, and they own Inside Tucson Business. And of course, since Mark is the editor of Inside Tucson Business, the news for Mari of the Weekly and Mark was pretty strong. And for some, I guess about 25 people, it's almost like the hammer came down, right, Mark?
Yeah,
but we'll talk about this a little bit later. Just wanted to kind of tease that when Mari gets here, we'll reflect with both you and Mari about some of your feelings about
kind of serendipitous scheduling on your part.
Yeah, there it is, to have both of you on a day like that. But that's going to be coming up on the Buckmaster Show. We had a little, our signals were crossed with Congressman Schweikert. I guess he is off today on Good Friday, and of course the offices are all closed, stock market's closed, a lot of people are off today. But you know, it's a live radio show, and we go with the flow. What about Congressman Grijalva is in pretty good shape. A lot of the campaign cash going his way, certainly in CD3. And now the news came out about Gabby Sauceda Mercer, who says she is still in the race. And I was in touch with her by email. There had been a request for Gabby to be on this radio show, Mark. And of course, we said yes. And I believe we have her scheduled week after next. So her campaign, Mark Evans, is not folding. It's just there's no money.
Right. I mean, she lost by 20 points 2 years ago. Nothing's really changed. The opportunity that SB 1070 and some of the things that Raul Grijalva had said during that time that caused him a couple of very close races, that has passed. It is very difficult to knock off incumbents. 90% of all the House representatives gets reelected every 2 years. It's only in rare, kind of wave elections where it might be 15% who will lose, and then we call that a great shift. That's not this year, at least in terms of that district and District 3. The races where the Republicans have chance to get pickups is District 1 with Ann Kirkpatrick and District 2 with Ron Barber. And that's where all the money's going. And so I don't think that the Republicans who have the money that would be investing want to put it into a race where, you know, the person who is running again lost by 20 points last time.
And what's this about? There's some kind of a lawsuit. Gabby Sauceda Mercer also is being sued by her former campaign staff. Some marketing and consulting group says that Gabby owes them nearly $9,000, according to a breach of contract suit in Pima County Justice Court. Well, Gabby says she's suing them back.
Right, and Mari Harris might know more. Harris might know more about that, since who just joined us, because I don't really know a whole lot about it.
Well, anyway, we are going to have Mari. Good to see you.
Hey,
thanks
how you
a
doing?
Lot for coming in. but anyway, there's a back and forth on that, and Gabby Sauceda Mercer again says she is not getting out of the race. In fact, she'll be on this program in a week or so to articulate what her position is.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so we'll find out where she is at. Let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have Jim Kelly with us. Jim, how are you?
I am well, Bill. Good to hear Mark and Mari again on your show. I just wanted to make sort of an analysis-type comment about the CD3 race. I'm not supporting anybody, either Mercer or Olivas at this point. I'm waiting for the primary. But I think that where the GOP is failing is in their messaging to the independents of CD3 and to the conservative-leaning Democrats of CD3. They've messaged horribly in going after Grijalva. He has so much on him with regards to his very progressive socialist leanings, particularly now with his jumping into the Clive Bundy issue and BLM. we've got a lot of rural Arizonans in CD3, and I would think that their messaging would be more towards them and less of the, oh, I guess the normal let's slit each other's throat Republican way. What do you all think?
Yeah, it's a good point. Here's Mark and Mari to weigh in on that. Mari, you want to go first?
Actually, no. Let me let Mark go first, okay, since to get myself settled in here.
I think you're right about that, Jim. I think that they're having a bad message and that they haven't really had the candidate who's been able to really pull together. I mean, he does have a Democratic advantage in that district, but it's not overwhelming, and it can be overcome if you can get the turnout with the Republicans and you can get the independents to turn out. The problem is that the independents just don't turn out in the numbers necessary to overcome the Democratic advantage. I think you're right about that type of messaging that might work well with independents, especially since he's probably one of the most liberal members of the Congress. But at the end of the day, in order to get that message out, you got to have money, and the people who have the money are putting it in races that they think they have a much better chance. And so unless you can get someone to run in D3, in District 3, who's can self-fund and is willing to spend several million dollars, I think the Grijalva's safe for the near future.
They've put in Democratic candidates in the past. You know, last election there were a couple of Democrats that didn't have a chance, didn't have the support of the party as well, and I didn't see tons of support going their way in terms of they were definitely independent minded and had counter opinions that Grijalva didn't share, but certainly didn't get the support.
All right, it's 12:25. This is the Buckmaster Show, and let's go now to the live line. Congressman, United States Representative David Schweikert, a Republican representing Arizona's 6th Congressional District, which covers Scottsdale and parts of Phoenix, joins us now on the live line. Congressman, thanks. I'm glad you could join us on this Good Friday.
And I apologize for my tardiness. Have you ever had that moment where you swing by your house and this large wind is blowing a whole bunch of wood smashing into your house from your construction project? So one of those little things.
All right. Well, I'm glad everything, I hope everything has turned out well.
Oh, it's fine.
We'll have an abbreviated session, but we all have some quick questions for you. Certainly, what do we do about the situation with the Russian expansionism and Mr. Putin? Does the United States have any options at this point?
Well, we do have, but you know, we need to do the 90-second history lesson. If you wanted to deal with the expansionistic tendencies of particularly Mr. Putin, in the first few months of the Obama administration, he would not have canceled, you know, the painfully fought for and won missile defense shields in Poland and the Czech Republic. He did it unilaterally. So he got nothing for it, except he thought he was getting goodwill. Now you see what Russian goodwill looks like. The fact of the matter is putting at least in conversation that we intend to step up our ability to defend our allies needs to be back into our messaging and to our policy.
Here's Mark Evans of Inside Tucson Business.
Congressman, the Director of Transportation is going around the country saying that the Highway Trust Fund is about to go belly up. If something doesn't get done soon, there's more funding or more appropriation from the Congress or an increase in the gas tax. What do you think? Do you think that the trust fund is as big a danger as the administration says? And if it is, what's the solution for funding our roadways?
Well, the fact of the matter is the trust fund is in financial trouble. Now, some of it is just the, you know, law of unintended consequences. It's like, you know, communities that rely on cigarette taxes, when people smoke less, there's less taxes. When we start driving more and more fuel-efficient vehicles, you know, much of that trust fund has faded away. We're working on an alternative solution in our office, and that would be, how do you keep this energy renaissance going in our country? We have a tremendous amount of fossil fuels, natural gas, that are tied up in public land. If we would, step back into what has always been the law of leasing, you know, the right to pull those fossil fuels out of those public lands and take that leasing fee and part of, you know, the mineral royalties and take those dollars and put those into the Highway Trust Fund, you could actually have sort of, a self-sustaining highway trust fund once again.
Congressman David Schweikert is with us on the Buckmaster Show. He represents Arizona's 6th Congressional District. The minimum wage is currently $7.25 hourly. The bill by Senator Tom Harkin, the Democrat of Iowa, would increase the minimum wage in three steps. Eventually, after 2.5 years, we'd be at about $10.10 per hour. Would it help or hurt the economy to raise the minimum wage?
Well, it's there's much more to it than that. The very populations, particularly in many of our urban cores, that have very high unemployment and are having great difficulty, you know, getting sort of that first job, that first training job, our understanding is the left will not engage in any type of discussion of should we have a training wage, should we have certain exceptions, should there be certain communities because of what's going on. It's $10.10 or nothing. And we know if that happens tomorrow, the low skill and the youth unemployment will continue to just skyrocket on us. So you start to wonder how much of this is about economics and how much of this is just purely blatant collectioneer politicking.
Before you came on the show, we had Mark and I were discussing that in the election year coming up, Obamacare still is a huge issue for Republicans, you and your colleagues. However, the Democrats are trying to diffuse it in some ways by saying the economy is the big issue right now. Look at the stock market, and things seem to be improving. What do you say to that, Congressman?
Well, it is the economy, and it'd be wonderful if there's be some Democrats who are actually willing to talk about it without trying to control it and drive it into the ground. And this is sort of a two-part answer. First off, I watched some of the president's comments over the last 24 hours about the cost of the new health care law and the willingness this administration has to misrepresent the data. A number of the folks on the left are running around saying, well, Congressional Budget Office has it costing less. What they're not telling you is that primary reason what you're seeing is because we completely miss that people are choosing the much less expensive plans with much higher deductibles, and that what we know is in the pipeline for the next year or two are stunning rate hikes. So this is a fascinating victory lap for a race that's going to come to a very bad end in the next year or two.
Do a hypothetical here. The presumption is that the Republicans are going to do very well this year, maybe take back the Senate. If you're able then to do well in 2016, you would then have the opportunity, which you don't have now, which is to repeal Obamacare. And the mantra has been for the last few years with the GOP, repeal and replace. What do we replace it with? How do we solve the problem of the uninsured and pre-existing conditions?
Well, the fact of the matter is we've had proposals in statutory language for years on how to do allocated risk pools. So folks with pre-existing conditions, someone like me, I have rather severe asthma, have optionality of being able to get coverage. But then you have the whole other mechanics that we know that would actually add choice and some financial competition for healthcare providers, whether it be everything from the portability aspects to my ability to design plans that actually sort of fit my needs and my family's needs. And it should go on to the websites of the Republican Conference. You'll actually see the replacement legislation and a lot of the different ideas that are out there.
Congressman, one final quick question. You mentioned you have asthma. I know you're very involved with the Center for Valley Fever in getting that created in Congress. Can you give us an update on that? This is a pretty big deal for Arizona.
Yeah. Look, Arizona's my home, my love, but Valley Fever is sort of an orphan disease for those of us out here in the Southwest. I mean, Arizona holds the vast majority of Valley Fever cases. And so how do you get the folks back east to even know what it is and to pay attention to it? So we established a Valley Fever caucus in the House of Representatives, and bipartisan, and we've come a long ways. We've been getting the CDC, the FDA, others to pay attention to our regional fungi disease And I'm actually pretty optimistic. There seems to be some resources starting to move. Dr. Galgiani, who's down at U of A, is, and many of the his teams and the folks he works with around the state are doing some pretty miraculous stuff. I expect there to be some new classes of drugs in the next couple of years, some new diagnostic techniques and technology, and my fingers is crossed that sometime in the next decade, I actually see the big, heading towards a vaccine.
All right, Congressman David Schweikert, Arizona's 6th Congressional District, we want to wish you a happy Easter, and thank you very much for spending part of your midday with us. Thank you, sir.
This is always my idea of fun. Thank you all.
Thanks a lot. Coming up, we'll have the Friday Roundtable here on the Buckmaster Show. Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly and Mark Evans here from Inside Tucson Business. We will be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient, it can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery
Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. April is Earth Month at UA Biosphere 2, where every weekend in April experience programs that will inspire a better understanding of our world. Weekend themes include the Weather, Ocean, Energy, and Earth Day weekend, where special hands-on activities and live animals will be featured. Also new and just opened are the exciting Ocean and Rainforest Gallery exhibitions. Both of these fascinating immersion projects are open daily. More at b2science.org. Visit Biosphere 2 today.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. It's time for our Friday roundtable featuring local commentators weighing in on the week's top stories. Joining me on the Friday roundtable, Mark Evans, editor of Inside Tucson Business, and Mari Herreras, staff writer for the Tucson Weekly. If you have a comment or question, 790-2040. And of course, the top story of the week for Mari and Mark, certainly in their own personal lives and professional lives, happened at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon when a company called 1013 Communications purchased the Tucson Weekly as well as Inside Tucson Business, both of those publications owned by WIC Communications, which owns 26 community newspapers, nearly all of them in the West, half of them here in Arizona. They're based in Sierra Vista, and they also own the Tucson Territorial, which is not part of the sale, correct, Mark?
The Daily Territorial is not part of the sale.
Not part of the sale. First of all, what was your reaction to all of this, Mark Evans?
It was anticlimactic. It's been the worst-kept secret in town for the past 2 months. We've known for months that 1013 was in negotiations to purchase. What I had thought, though, the only surprise to me was that the Daily Territorial was not part of it. I thought they were going to buy Territorial newspapers, which is all three. Which seemed to me to make more sense because the Daily Territorial makes has very low expense and very high revenue because it takes in legal notices. So it was kind of anticlimactic. It was just finally they were going to make the announcement that we all knew was coming.
And 23, you and 23 other people were at the meeting yesterday and basically told Mari that you would be laid off as of the end of the month. Is that the way it is?
Yeah, I believe we have a chance to be rehired by the new company. They'll let us know, and then we'll figure out our lives at that point.
How are you doing personally?
Same as Mark. I mean, it was something we all knew. It was being discussed online on Facebook and such, and amongst especially people that are in journalism in Tucson, who seem to know a lot about it before we did. So we had known about this for some time, and we're just waiting. So
was it a
sense of relief, I think, would be one way of putting it, I suppose.
Was it the fact that the Weekly and Inside Tucson Business don't fit the business model that WIC communicate? This is really kind of the two papers in the Territorial that really didn't fit what WIC is doing?
Well, they did talk about that in the meeting. We were both admonished, though, not to talk about it, and that any of those discussions have to go through Tom Yunt, who is the CEO of the company. So while I know the answer to that question, I'm reluctant to provide it.
I certainly understand. And 1013 Communications had just made an announcement earlier this week, and actually a couple of weeks ago, about
other papers
here in the Tucson area, and some of their papers that they now control, the East Valley paper up in Phoenix, which at one time, I believe, didn't they win a Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah, for their work on Arpaio and the stops that were being done at that time, and won a Pulitzer. Yeah, that team.
And what happened after 1013 took over? The staff was reduced considerably, correct?
Well, the staff had already been reduced considerably because Freedom Communications, which owned a whole group of papers up in Phoenix, the East Valley Tribune was the largest, but they also owned the Daily News Sun over in Sun City. They owned the Glendale and Peoria papers and the Ahwatukee paper. The names of those papers escape me. They all had different names. And he purchased all of those. But Freedom Communications imploded in 2005, 2006, filed for bankruptcy, and he was able to, he being Randy Miller, who's the owner of 1013, he was able to acquire that group. And so the East Valley Tribune was down to like 3 days a week. I think they were only publishing Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday or something like that. And their newsroom was down to, I think, only a couple of dozen people. It's much, much less than that now.
And I know this is a very difficult time for both of you, and I really don't want you to say anything right now on the radio here that could jeopardize, and as you reapply for your positions, that could jeopardize that. But I think we can say, Mari, that, and Mark, that the Tucson Weekly is an institution in this community. It is.
I'd like to think it is.
I think it is.
I'd like to think that's true.
After 30 years, it's been something that is just, it's part of Tucson. And I think, speaking as a fan of the Weekly, I think that the Weekly fits a particular niche in the community. And I think that people are very worried now with new owners that particular our style is going to go away. Would either of you like to weigh in on that?
No.
You know, no. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. I think I can tell you, though, that from my perspective and being with paper for 7 years and covering lots of different topics, that sometimes one of the things as a staff member that gets a little frustrating, I believe, though, is that while we're an institution for 30 years, and while we have no clue what's going to happen with the vision that this new organization is going to bring, 13, thank you, is going to bring to the paper, I also think, though, that it gets really tiring. I joke with Dan, this fetishizing of this old, of our days, you know, our past, our glory, glorious past of how we were founded and such. I'm grateful. I think it's wonderful. I think it sure is part of why we're an institution here. But at the same time, it certainly hasn't necessarily been helpful you know, when we do need people's support, when we do need people to understand the work that we do, it still happens. We already do it with a shoestring staff. I'd like to put that down for sure, you know, get that across. And I think more than anything else, though, I think everybody on staff has their different interests, but really loves Tucson. And I think that certainly comes across, at least, you know.
And speaking of shoestring staffs, Mark Evans of Inside Tucson
Business.
More
of a shoestring staff.
It's a very small staff. It's Mark and one other person, actually.
In terms of the editorial staff, it's me and a reporter, and then I have a handful of columnists who provide weekly perspective. And then I do have a freelance budget, and I hire pretty well-known people in town to write some freelance articles for us.
I think one of the things I mentioned at the meeting yesterday in front of our CEO that I think is true without a doubt. I mean, I've just noticed in the office that Mark has done a great job since he's been at the...
He has.
He really has
done a good job.
Changed the paper to the better. I mean, people say it. I mean,
I
have
those
conversations all the time with folks out there about the new angle, the new vision that he brings to the paper. It's definitely shown itself.
it's tough to be a journalist in this day and age. And you've been through this before, Mari?
I have.
How many times?
Three times. Yes.
Boy.
Yes.
And Mark, let's see.
I went through it with the Citizen.
You went through it with the Citizen. Yeah. Did you go through it with the Explorer?
No, actually, I left the Explorer before it was sold to 1013.
Okay.
And the newsroom was nuked. So
yeah, so you've been through
so
it.
Your timing was
so
yeah. I was calling myself the bullet dodger there for a while. I escaped layoffs at the Explorer. I escaped layoffs at the Citizen twice, but the bullet caught up to me, I think, this time.
Well, we really do appreciate both of you coming in the day after what had to have been a very traumatic experience. Anytime you're all gathered together and you get news like that, kind of your life flashes before you, and there are certainly bills to pay, as everyone can understand that, and families to be taken care of, and it's a big deal. And I just want to say that on behalf of a lot of people, Mari and Mark, we're really pulling for both of you and for your colleagues.
Well, the world continues to turn, and news needs
to be... Yeah, we continue to write.
Yeah.
News needs to be gathered and reported, and I'm a professional journalist, and I will continue to gather and report the news.
That's it.
And I have a story due on Monday.
See, there you go. You know, one thing that I remember being told early on in this business is, Bill, you are only as good as your last show. And I think it really goes back to, as journalists, Mark, you are as
I'm only as good as the last issue of the Inside Tucson Business,
which
absolutely
is just out today on Friday. And Mari, you're really going to be judged on your last piece of work.
Mm.
And you say you've got a piece coming up.
Yeah, I do. But I'm you know, every week I also work on a cover story that, you know, is always in down the road. And I've got a good cover story. That's
wanna
supposed to come out on May 8th.
We were keep quiet.
No, I don't want to talk
okay.
about it. But,
right.
you know, just hope right. it gets in.
I really appreciate you both coming in. Thank you very much. And, of course, good luck to you. And we'll hear from you very soon. Thanks.
It's our pleasure, Bill. You're very generous. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Question, how many cockroaches does it take to change a light bulb? None, if you use 5-Star Termite and Pest Control, because there are no cockroaches. Hasta luego. Adios, cucaracha. Do yourself a favor and call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Are you planning a party or special event? Contact Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
Hi, this is Bert Williams with Williams & Associates. We are Arizona's largest promotional products company. Anything you put a logo on, that's us. But this isn't about me. This is about Arizona Party Rental and the team they have that makes things happen. They have everything you would ever need for a party or any event. Tents, chairs, tables, and the expertise to advise you with what you need in a timely manner. When I think of Arizona Party Rental, I think of integrity and I think of community involvement. We've used Arizona Party Rental many times. They are on time, efficient, and are a great value. I love working with Ken and his team at Arizona Party Rental. Ken can stack BBs at a 45-degree angle with gloves on.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bert. Quality products, exceptional selection, and outstanding service. That's Arizona Party Rental. Visit us online at arizonapartyrental.net.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Oh boy, I think we're all ready for the weekend. When I hear that music, I feel better already. It is time for the weekend. Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Congratulations to Silver City, named in the cover story of Smithsonian Magazine, the April issue, one of the top 20 best small towns to visit in 2014. We certainly hope you'll do a visit over to Silver City, just three and a half hours east of Tucson. So much to do over there. You can find out about all the things to do and great places to stay at southwestnewmexico.org, places like Spirit Canyon Lodge. Let's welcome now Inside Tucson business food and beverage columnist, award-winning Tucson publicist, general all-around nice guy, foodie, Matt Russell. Matt, how are you?
Hey, happy Friday, Bill. I'm preparing my palate for happy hour as we speak, and a delicious weekend is ahead.
Yeah, I know you love a good hot dog, and it's not just really any dog. It's a Chicago dog, my hometown.
Absolutely. You know, we might not have professional baseball in Tucson anymore, but Chef Albert Hall at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails up on Skyline and Campbell, he's rolling out the right kind of hot dog this weekend that makes the absence of America's pastime more palatable. So, Bill, this is a true Chicago dog, all beef in a poppy seed bun with pickles and tomatoes, mustard, onion, celery, salt, the whole nine yards, and that neon green relish that it mustn't go without. Now, this big boy dog is $6, but if the Cubs are playing, it's only $4. And, Bill, I see that the Cubs are playing right now, so it's hot dog time. What a great way to kick off your weekend, Chicago dogs at Acacia.
Oh, I can smell that green relish. I remember when Dad took a young Bill Buckmaster out to Wrigley Field. We sat in the front row of those Cub games, and, boy, did we enjoy the dogs.
Oh, that's living, man.
Another new restaurant opening. What's this one, the Coronet?
Yeah, lots of excitement these days. The new restaurant on the corner of 4th Avenue and 9th Street is, as you said, the Coronet, on the grounds of the old Coronado Hotel. They call it a brasserie-style restaurant with old-world rustic cuisine and quiet music and a big patio, great shade. And they feature what looks to me like an eclectic and thoughtful menu for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with weekend brunch on both Saturdays and Sundays, where the Swedish potato sausage with an herbed aioli got my attention. Follow the traffic down to the Coronet, and enjoy some old world eats this weekend.
And of course, it is the Easter time, and I know you went to the closet and got out that ridiculous bunny suit and wore it to Russell Public Communications today. But you're a couple of days early, but you will be ready for Sunday brunch, I'm sure.
Yeah, lots of beautiful Easter menus on parade this Sunday. But the most interesting item that I've seen so far is the centerpiece of the menu at Feast, 3719 East Speedway. Now, Chef Doug Levy is going to be preparing, are you ready, a saddle of rabbit.
Oh, my God.
This is the tenderloin of the bunny, stuffed with chicken livers and artichokes and pancetta, which Doug says is going to deliver a range of super savory and rich flavors. Now, the more traditional ham and lamb will be available at Feast as well, but I say give the Easter Bunny a try. Reservations are a must, so call 326-9363 for Easter brunch at Feast.
All right, what's in the column today on Inside Tucson Business?
Yeah, Bill, there's a fungus growing inside the kitchen at a local restaurant, but don't call the health department. Call to make dinner reservations, because this is one delicious disease, and you can read all about it in this week's Inside Tucson Business.
Have a great Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Thanks, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied generously by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Thank you, Culligan, for your support of what we do here on Buckmaster. Culligan, for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of the team, the lovely, talented producer, Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I really wish you a wonderful and safe Easter weekend. We'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson.